escucha el Minuto 60, nos vamos a una de las noticias más importantes, la igualdad en el fútbol, en el soccer americano, hombres y mujeres. Luis Fernando, adelante con su invitado.
Julio, hasta ahora estamos en comunicación con Karin Jennings Gavarra, una delantera de fútbol estadounidense retirada, una leyenda, jugó 117 partidos, fue campeona del mundo y balón de oro en el Mundial de 1991 y nos atiende a esta hora. Así que, por favor, Ana, salude a la señora Jennings Gavarra y preguntémosle cómo recibe ella este acuerdo sin precedentes para el fútbol femenino estadounidense.
Good morning, Karin. Thank you very much for your time today. We want to begin by asking you, how did you receive this news? No, good morning to you. How did you receive this news about, you know, the equality of payment?
It's basically social media. You know, most of us get things through social media. Nowadays, it's the fastest medium. So, through social media.
Pues dice que es solo redes sociales, que ahora todo se comparte en redes sociales y para ella se resume a eso.
Pero, es decir, como no lo recibe con alegría, no era algo que estaban buscando hace mucho tiempo las jugadoras estadounidenses, no le parece una gran noticia.
But do you receive this with excitement? Are you thankful? Are you excited for the future? Don't you believe that this is something that the U.S. players, female players, were waiting for a long time?
Absolutely. Very excited. Very fortunate to get such positive news. I mean, something we've been fighting for a very, very long time. And I basically was one of the early players that, you know, provided the stepping stones for this program to even exist. So I've been around a long time, and just to feel like we've done some good for not just females, but female athletes worldwide. We're hoping, you know, that this parlays to worldwide and is not just something that's going to happen with the United States team. And I'm hoping it provides more opportunities and equality for women all over the world.
Está absolutamente emocionada, se siente muy afortunada de este logro, es algo que estaban esperando por mucho tiempo, ella fue casi que pionera exigiendo un salario igualitario, es algo positivo, no solo para las futbolistas en Estados Unidos, sino en el mundo, y le va a dar muchas más oportunidades a las mujeres en este deporte.
Precisamente quiero preguntarle, ella fue la pionera, jugó el primer mundial femenino en 1991, lo ganó, fue la jugadora más valiosa, pero ha dicho varias veces que el recibimiento fue casi nulo por parte de la gente. ¿Cómo ha cambiado el fútbol femenino en ese sentido, Ana? Preguntémosle, por ejemplo, la diferencia entre ese mundial que ganaron en 1991, la reacción de la gente, y el mundial que ganaron en 2019 las estadounidenses.
Let's speak about female football in the United States. And in your case, you guys won that World Cup in 1991. And what you have said in the past is that the congratulations, how people received you was almost inexistent. It's like nobody even bothered to care about you guys winning the female World Cup. We want to compare that time and when you lived in 1991 with what happened in 2019 when the U.S. team again won the female World Cup. How would you compare the treatment that the players are receiving?
Well, there's no comparison. I mean, we didn't really exist to most in the United States early in 1991. But that's not why we played. You know, that wasn't the way the world was. It just wasn't. We were there to play the sport we loved, the country we loved, and we're thankful for the opportunity. And, and we didn't realize the difference we would make and the stage that we were setting for later generations, including that ticker tape parade that the women's team got after they won 2019 in downtown New York. So, I'm proud to be one of the early pioneers of women's soccer and especially U.S. women's national team in the United States, and to, you know, provide these opportunities for players moving forward, because the change has been palpable in so many ways for so many people. So it's created opportunities all over the world for more women, especially women athletes.
Well, Karin, thank you so much for your time in W Radio. We really appreciate it, and congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Nos dice que no hay comparación entre 1991 y el 2019 porque ellas no existían en esa época en el deporte, pero ellas no jugaban por el reconocimiento, ellas estaban ahí por amor al deporte, al país, agradecían la oportunidad, pero no se daban cuenta realmente de la diferencia que iban a hacer, el ejemplo que le estaban dando a futuras jugadoras, y por eso se siente muy orgullosa.